There we go.
Welcome, everyone. This is the Tuesday, June 17th, 2025 meeting of the Central Business District Architectural Review Committee. Roll call. Miriam Salas, present. Ashley King, present. Robbie Cangelosi, present. Robert Boyd, present. Randy Hutchison, present. Five members constituting a quorum. Second item on the agenda are the minutes of the Tuesday, March 25th, 2025 meeting. Are there any comments or is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
We have a motion by Miriam Salas, second by Robbie Cangelosi. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Okay, item three, the regular agenda. First application is 615 Barone Street. Is the applicant present?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Heather Cooper, AQ Studios, 1100 Woodruff.
Great. Thank you, staff.
This is an application for the renovation of a contributing rated three-story mixed-use building, including a new penthouse addition in Lafayette Square. I do want to point out that the old district maps does have this building as contributing, but it is highly altered.
Yes.
We're assuming the warehouse is underneath it somewhere.
Gotcha.
Simeon and Merrick did that. It used to be a auto supply, because at high school used to work in it, moving auto brakes and all. And Simeon and Merrick did the facade and the building pretty much over. I don't know if there's much left of that building in there.
Yeah, you can see some of the brick on the inside, but it doesn't look like very much is intact.
Would the applicant like to make a brief presentation?
Yeah, that'd be right. So we already started discussing that it's there was a fire up this site, and so it's originally built. This version is 1911. It's a whole concrete building. And then it's like mid-70s when they put the Brutalist facade on. We're pursuing tax credits at the moment, anticipating that we'll qualify for state, still working through, since we don't contribute to the significance of the district, we're outside of the period of significance, we're looking at a National Register nomination, but we'll see about the success of that. But just keep that in mind as we're reviewing. It is also a part of a conditional use application as a hotel. If we're unsuccessful in that, the intention is to go forward with apartments. So it'll have two ground floor commercial spaces with some rear units of some sort, and then all hotel or apartments above. One thing that we're working through at the moment is that there's currently no ADA access off Barone. So we're proposing to ramp up the sidewalk in front. And so that's why you can kind of see all of that going on. We'd be keeping, there's a brick covered entry that we'd be keeping, otherwise it'd be concrete at the front with some planters. On the upper floors, the unit stacks, so two and three are the same. We are looking at a penthouse addition. That's set back 19 feet from the outside edge of that front facade. We are looking at building all the way to the rear facade. We do have approximately a 14'6" setback from our property line, so we wouldn't have issues with natural light if someone were to build behind us. It's currently a parking lot. Otherwise, we're pretty much just cleaning up the front facade, keeping it in its original condition. For the penthouse, we're looking at stucco and storefront, kind of keeping it simple in line with the aesthetic of the current facade. We are proposing a glass railing, which is also set back. Our terraces are shorter than they could be, so that it's outlined outside of that sight line from across the street. The rear facade still has brick on the existing, so we'll be cleaning that up, altering some of that first floor storefront so that you can have access out to the, what's a kind of a patio space, and then the stucco penthouse on
Are any, does it meet the height limit for the district?
Right, we're under the height.
Okay. And has the state stated any approvals or regarding?
We haven't received their feedback yet on our application.
Not even on the idea of a rooftop addition?
Not yet.
Okay.
Do we know the visibility, since this is a three-story building, I mean, do you have any perspective? I mean,
the last sheet, we did a little bit of a sightline study. You won't be able to see it. There's from like Lafayette and Barone, there's a taller building next to us that also has a penthouse. Mm-hmm. From Girard and Barone, you will see it. There's some lower height buildings next to us, and then there's no building on the corner. There's a parking lot. And then, of course, since there's a parking lot to our rear, you will see it across the parking lot from O'Keefe.
Mm-hmm. I just know that.
And down Lafayette as well.
I just know that the Park Service has been really stringent lately on penthouse additions, especially even on three-story buildings. Like at first, they were. So I'm wondering.
Here's the view.
If this
will.
Yes,
so that is successful.
The most visible from the front.
Yeah.
And we don't require that they not be visible, just setback.
But
the Park Service
might.
Yeah, the Park Service has been crazy.
The project was awkward without tax credit.
A project we just finished in Kansas City.
That's something I'd have to ask the client about.
Oh, I know. It's ridiculous. I actually, I got really pissed. And I took photographs 500 feet away from three of the properties that Ann Grimmer said were good in the preservation briefs because they were here in New Orleans. And I'm like, from 500 feet away, these that you say are examples of what to do are visible.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, the new requirement for MBS is 500 feet away.
It used to be like 250, 300.
Yeah. So if it's not visible, we can still comment on the facade.
Yes.
It's going to be visible.
It's visible. Yeah.
So I would just suggest that maybe on that front facade, I really think the rear facade is sort of, I'd say it's successful, whereas I can't stop looking at these kind of.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yes.
And I know that's because your stairs coming up, but it's also, you're also kind of adding even more to it. So I would suggest carrying the.
Yeah, I think
keeping the bays,
and I know that means you're gonna have windows in your stairs.
Or what you could do is if you have windows and then you just have a recessed stucco.
Sankage.
And just paint it a different color.
Correct. That's what I'm
going to sankage.
So just sort of give the impression that the openings are matching, and then I think it.
That's on point.
I think that helps a lot.
Are there no plans to put coverings or canopies over these openings?
Next
they're just
question.
Right in the wall.
No, you set them back a little bit. Can you actually set them back?
So we were concerned about the visibility to start with, which is part of the reason we were trying to get closer to the street. But we can look at, obviously, rain is always a concern.
Well, the
openings.
Issue is that people come back later on
and want them after. Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, we measure it from the outside edge of the covering. So we would like that to be designed holistically and part of the plan. And if that means you have to set it back, you have to set it back. But we don't want to have to be in a position where we have to take something that's...
Right, you can't have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So you're setting it at the... You're aligning it with the stairs, right? That's what
we're using the existing stairs.
So you're adding that new... going all the way to the roof, that's a new thing.
Yeah.
So this terrestrial inside in sections, because probably your height to height, your last floor height to height is different.
Yes.
If you can extend that, and I think a section is another thing. If you could have a longer one, shorter one, to allow it to be.
Right,
we
can play some games with that stair.
If you look at the ground floor, I'm not familiar enough with this building. I don't know what the existing conditions are. Is it basically only those center two bays are recessed, and then the areas you got identified as commercial tenants, those my glass goes all the way up the way it's shown?
Right.
Okay.
So
how do you get into those two new commercial tenant spaces, and what's the intent?
You're going to go through the lobby. It'll be a shared lobby between the hotel.
So there's no access from the outside to those two commercial tenants?
Not currently, but that way.
If need a vehicle, you enter from the sort of raised porch.
Yeah, we could look at entry there for sure. I mean, there's already storefront to work with on the plan left side.
Yeah. That's existing then, that little angle storefront?
Yes, that's existing. Right, so we're not planning any alterations to the front facade.
Okay, that's the question.
Yeah.
All right, at this time I'm gonna call to see if there's any public comment.
I have one. In the rear facade, you said you were aligning it, like just a straight. I think that maybe resetting it a couple of feet might be helpful. In the rear facade, that the rooftop addition, you're first realigning it. I think you may want to consider just a minor setback just because the co-planner, different materials, it's not going to work.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sure. Yes.
Just allow you to
that wall isn't
change
as,
material.
As deep as the brick. So yeah. It is set back. It's just, right, so the depth of the wall is skinnier.
Okay. In your AR09, it shows that it's almost planar, and I don't know if it's going to be enough to allow you to change
material. Okay, we can look at a little bit further for sure.
So wait, you're saying more than that?
No, this one here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's a minor that, unless you have a horizontal band or something,
sure.
It's going to look weird with change of material.
Currently, we have the stud going on top of that wall, but you could inset the stud to the inside face. So
correct.
And that would be that extra depth that you're talking about.
All right.
Is there any public comment regarding 615 Broome Street? Seeing none, is there any more discussion or is there a motion?
I'll make a motion, I guess, to defer so that we can see those design updates that we just discussed.
Sure.
Including the revision to the openings of the penthouse on the Barone Street side.
Would you consider they go back to staff and if staff doesn't feel comfortable, then they come back?
Don't we want to maybe see these awnings and stuff? Or,
yeah, if there's awnings.
I think
about. I'll second.
Sorry, and the awnings and I guess the rear wall setback.
I'll
second the motion.
We have a motion by Randy Hutchinson and a second by Robbie Angelosi. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried unanimously.
Thank you.
That concludes the items on the today's agenda. Could you press stop on the board, please?